Yesterday, the South Australian government put forward $4.4 million for the treaties to be created for various Indigenous communities in South Australia. Torto Sansbury, an Indigenous elder, spoke to The Wire's Tom Johnston, suggesting that before the committee decides exactly what the makeup of a treaty will be, a working relationship has to be created.
At the beginning, there should be a relationship created that is, you know, open, transparent between government and the Aboriginal community. I was quite surprised and a little bit concerned in relation to the announcement and only the selected few invited. A treaty doesn't focus on selected few, it focuses on everybody.
Yet Australia is still the only Commonwealth country without a treaty with its Indigenous peoples.
Australia is the only Commonwealth country that has not signed off on a treaty with its Indigenous peoples, and, you know, they even failed, and South Australia even failed to implement the letters patent back in 1836. They didn't follow through on the instructions of King George IV. He said that there was supposed to be agreements or treaties designed so that no natives of South Australia would be disadvantaged.
Tauto Sansbury favours creating treaties, believing that they'll bring about the most beneficial change.
I don't support recognise at this present moment, and I think treaty should be first and foremost.
While there's little movement on the creation of a federal treaty, Tauto Sansbury believes state-based treaties with individual communities will set the framework. The bottom line is that these treaties can't be rushed.
I think it's important for each community and each state and territory around Australia to start talking treaty. You know, it's long overdue. And then the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, Kaya Maher in South Australia, said, you know, he could see a treaty in 12 months. Well, you know, I'm not quite sure about that because there's big discussion that has to be had and there's a lot of understanding of what the treaty is going to bring and, you know, and what do we get out of it. And the government is not going to give us a treaty if they're not expecting something back from us.
There are currently only three Indigenous Australians in the federal parliament, and Tauto Sansbury believes that this needs to change.
I think it's about time we had influence over our own people. I think, you know, we don't sit at the government's table. You know, there was a statement once made to me that if you're not at the table, you're the menu. I would like to see designated seats identified for Aboriginal people, and those seats to be elected by the Aboriginal community.
Many politicians see the treaties as divisive, but the reality is that the country has already been divided on the issue for a lot longer.
The country's been divided since colonisation / invasion. And, you know, we all celebrate Australia Day on one day or Invasion Day or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, all of the different celebrations at different times is not really benefiting. And I think it's about time we all started to understand what colonisation was.
Noongar Elder Torto Sansbury speaking to The Wire's Tom Johnston.